Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody listening live, you know, definitely represent that pussy taking over, bitches running things. We here to have some fun on a Tuesday night live show. Tonight you got a fun topic and special guests from tonight, well, this Sunday's show at Voltage Lounge. We have Juke Joint Radio's Diamond Spotlight. Definitely shout out to everybody. Juke Joint Radio, No Q Tommy, and the crew. I'm, of course, part of the crew. I'm talking about E-Cam, the beautiful Masha T, talented DJ Scarfo, DJ T-Dot. Y'all fucking love y'all too much. It's definitely great working with y'all. And we're going to show off on Sunday. Definitely love the venue at Voltage Lounge over there on 7th and Spring Garden. So make sure you hit me up if you need tickets, 215-839-8186. It's been a real fun couple of days. Lots of things to shout out. Shout out to everybody on the conference call last night. I know definitely X-Squad DJs, Ohio State DJs, everybody breaking records and supporting music. And I want to also welcome you guys here this weekend. Everybody coming in from ATL, New York, and everybody from Philly. Shout out to Fat Nick, DJ Freak Nasty, and everybody who's calling in tonight as well. We're going to get into this topic. Tonight's topic is a simple one. I guess it's up to your definition, but we want to talk about ratchetness in the business place, like, you know, ratchet coworkers, your boss, whatever, like, you know what I mean, people not being at their customer service best, I guess, because, like, when you at work, you're supposed to work. Nobody give a fuck about shit else, like, for real. I can't stand anybody at work having a bad day, and if I got to work with you, we especially going to have a bad day, because I've been in, I ain't even want to say what I've been did, but we'll talk about that later. Shout out to everybody listening in. Wait for Truth Teller to join in and call. Definitely want to show love to the performers for Sunday night show, which is going to be real, real crazy. Shout out to everybody performing live on Sunday. But I'm going to take calls from the 215 area code. 908, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Reek calling from Philly. What's up?
Oh, what's good, Reek? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? This is my first time calling, so you got to be easy on me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. But you definitely got to, when you call in the show, you got to, show love, shout out your squad, definitely. I'm welcoming No Breaks to the show for Sunday night at Voltage Lounge. Super fan of Frost and Freeza, you know what I mean, all you guys.
Yeah, I'm representing No Breaks right now. B-R-A-K-E-S, not the other way. No disrespect to them. But, yeah, we going to come down there and show some love. You know, thank you for giving up that little spotlight you gave us so we can perform. Appreciate it. And my man Freezer's mixtape just dropped on that Tiff. WADE without a bill eating, hosted by DJ Kyvin Cav. So we just working. Appreciate your love.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you guys supporting. Definitely professional, you know. Definitely professional about y'all business and about y'all music. So, yeah, it's definitely welcome. I really, really, really fucks with all the music. I like the video for Act Up, too. Definitely
gotta shout that out, too.
What's your YouTube for you guys and No Breaks?
No Breaks Yark. NOBRAKESYARK. No Breaks Yark.
Now, for those of us who are not so much from Philly, because I see I got a few callers in the switchboard, right, calling in from 404-313, what does York mean? So for everybody
York,
who's, I guess, checking up on you guys.
Oh, York means you already know. It's Y-A-R-K, something that, you know, just a slang. You know how every neighborhood had a slang, every clique had a slang. It's just something that, you know, we started up, and, you know, it's starting to catch on to a lot of people, especially through the social network. You start seeing a lot of people put Yark, and that's all. That's a slang. It's a positive thing, too, you know, and it's a good thing that it's catching on. I mean, people paying attention to what we're doing.
Okay, yeah, definitely. That's definitely great and definitely positive. And I like to introduce everybody, you know what I mean, to new things and what's going on. So I definitely appreciate you tuning in with us. And what do you have to say about tonight's topic? I do have some of Frost music on deck. And I got to check to see what I have from Freeza. I'm going to check. But tonight's topic, Reek, is, you know what I mean, people acting ratchet, you know what I mean, in the workplace, you know what I mean, unprofessional, like whether if it's a coworker or you just walking into a store and people fighting or yelling or whatever. Like, what do you have to comment on the topic for tonight?
I mean, I don't really judge people, man, you can't really stop people from being who they are. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, people write their own fate. know what I mean? Like, there's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can judge them. You can quote this and quote that. People won't be who they is. That's just that.
You know what? That's real. That's real, real deep. I fucks with that, too, but sometimes I don't even feel like dealing with people and they shit.
Nah, I mean, yeah, you don't want to deal with them, right? But the only reason why you deal with them because you paying them attention. Like, people like that is like kids, like big kids, man. They search for attention. So, I mean, so for the most part, like, you got to, if you having a bad day, then you really focus on the ratchetness because you need a reason to vent and to let off that anger. You know what I mean? So you going to pay attention so you can say something so that you can let off your little thing. But at the end of the day, like, you pay that shit no mind, it'll go away. It'll go away like kids, man. That's just how people been since the beginning of the time. So, you know, you just got to let that shit fly. If it don't, my bad, can I cut?
Oh, you can curse. Yeah, that's not the FM show. You can freaking curse.
So, like, you just got to let it just go over your head, man, or you just want to be a part of it, man. Like,
I definitely agree.
Yeah, you're going to be a part of it. Even if you're not actually involved in the ratchetness, you're going to tell someone else. So it's just going to make the situation bigger, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. I fucks with you, what you said. I feel the same way. For me, it's like I'm going to not so much check you, but definitely make it stop. Because when it comes to work, like, I can't work around, like, unprofessionalism, you know what I mean? Because that's just a higher standard, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Because, like, when you're expecting a service or you're working with somebody and it's you're making money or whatever, you know what I mean? You can't deal with those extra, not even judging the person. You're like, hey, you fucking up the money, period. So, or even the way that the money looks. So that's my whole stance. And I appreciate your positive positive words and very thorough individual yourself. Do you have anything else you want to shout out for? Anything upcoming with everybody in No Breaks? Any other performances or whatever?
Right. We got one of many school tours we're about to perform January 19th at Ben Franklin. We having a clothes and food drive, and we want to take all the toys to close the food. We're going to drop it off at Belargo Perry, you know, Tiffany Williams Pet Shop, and we're going to distribute it to the shelters. And then we're going to work our way around the state to the other schools. And then Frieza will be on the come up show on December 21st. It's a come up show appearance with Cosmic Kev. And Dome, our other artist, would drop his mixtape on January 1st. So we're just working right now, just trying to hit everybody with good music constantly and videos.
That's what's up.
But
I appreciate that community work. How can we help donate? Because I like to give back. I'm trying to get my baby to donate clothes now.
You can at me on Instagram at week 24. And at Reek, R-E-E-C-K 24. That's on Instagram. Just at me if you wanna donate anything. I'll come pick it up wherever you at. I don't have a problem driving through your city. It's only 20 minutes from here to there. And if you wanna check out more of our blogs and our videos, we got our own website called WeAreNoBreaks.com. WeAreNoBreaks.com. So, you know, we trying to make everything, like, real easy for the people, so you ain't got to search all over the internet for this and that. Like, we just got our own foundation so you can find our movement.
That's what's up. And I learned something new about you also. That's what's up. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Like I said, I'll probably tweet or Instagram when I do play one of you guys' music, because I'm definitely showing love to all the performers for Sunday night show.
Appreciate that. And we'll be there holding you down. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Bet. Shout out to everybody listening in. Showing love tonight. Reek real thorough, positive. You know what I mean? I agree with him. like, you don't partake because I would say, like, in my younger years, I used to be the person, like, let's clock out. Like, I've always been professional. I'm not going to fuck up nobody's shit or have to be, have to pay for anything that I break or whatever. But I definitely will clock out, be like, no, let's handle this like real women. Like, you want to talk shit? It's like, no. But, you know, as you get older, more mature, you find better ways to shut situations down. Because, you know, when you're making work, you don't feel like, when you're at work making money, you don't feel like all that. I'm going to take one more caller before I go into some music. We got a caller, 215-800. Welcome to Philly Shot Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Brahim, a.k.a. Knowledge. Now, I mean, we're taking part in the showcase. I got Judge Tash walking up. Just wanted to say what's good with you, Onyx.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely chilling, definitely chilling. I went and got that old song put up in the switchboard. I know you're supposed to send me something new. But
You got to let me in?
Yeah, let me in. Yeah.
So what you wanted to ask?
Introduce yourself to everybody. A little shout out introduction. I know you, but you know, people listening, they might not know you.
Well, yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's Jazzy Taz. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. You know, right now I reside now in Philadelphia. You know, everybody showing me love back. You feel me? I just found a new home and everything. I'm an artist from Baltimore, and I do all type of genres of music and everything. I'm very versatile and stuff, and you know, I sing, rap, and then just go on from there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And shout out to Knowledge and the wristband you guys gave me. I wanna I'm talking about gifted, humble individual. You know, even though I'm more of in your face, humble individual. Gifted. Crazy. But explain it to us, everybody, because I think that's a real good cause, and I like call this, the bracelet call this.
You know, I usually leave that up to my man Nitro Nix, but I'm going to just break it down from my theory. The G is based on, like, everybody being gifted. They have to be able to adapt into their environment and understand that they have that gift. The H is the humble. You can't let people get you off your cue. You got to stay focused and maintain and understand what basically keeps you driving your life. In the eye, you got to realize everybody don't think the same. That's why you're the individual. But, you know what I mean? I made sure I gave my man Nitro to come up on there or, you know what I mean, call in. He could give you his definition. But that's just my theory on how I move in my life.
That's nice. I fucks with it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely got to show some motherfucking love to gifted, humble individuals. Real rant. Like, I like their whole... The whole thing is very positive. So round two for the gifted brothers up here in Philly, showing love, giving back. I'm going to go with some music before we talk more about this topic. And, you know, chill with me. I know we wanted to network and connect anyway. So listen up.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some music for my peoples. I actually would have wanted him to call in before I played this song, but I love it too much, and I'm real excited about playing it. It's new for my peoples. Catch Wreck, represent L&I, the gang. You know, we shut everything down. This is These Hoes is Ratchet. I love this song. Some of These Hoes is Ratchet, not all of them. But check out this music.
Okay.
Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Make it look easy, you understand me? Catch wreck. What I do.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes is ratchet.
shit. Most of these niggas is ratting. Most of these niggas that's rapping ain't no truth in it. Just rapping. I say, leave me alone, you ratting nigga. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. I give the people what they want. My flow just like a rack of dope. Oh, you think it's funny? So I'm clapping once you crack a joke. They put you in the bag and seal you up. That's a bag of coke. These hoes is ratchet. Got a nerve to ask for money from me. The fuck you see written on my forehead? Dummy, honey, these hoes is really ratchet. These niggas just really rappers. They ain't about this life I live, so therefore I'm Philly's captain. Bad hoe, she ratchet though. I tell her no when she asks for dough. The type of chick you hit once, next thing you know, she at your dough. Ratting niggas and ratchet hoes, y'all fucking up my hood though. So I fuck the niggas and I fuck the bitches. That's as I should though. I run shit in my hood though. Like everywhere I'm good, yo. Rip real, gon' recognize real. Watch a real nigga get good though.
That's Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be hacking out. Just say these hoes be ratchet.
These hoes is ratchet. Not all of them, but some though. Type of chick bring niggas home and she live alone with her son though. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. She beautiful, but even if she got a man, you can bag it. And everybody done tagged it. You better hope she ain't scorching. I heard her situation wide open, just from abortion. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. These ratchet hoes are Cardi man, so I ride around with my ratchet.
Then Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them keys. Loads just rapping, and when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets, and I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet. I said Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping, and when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets and I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet.
These hoes be ratchet.
Shout out to my boy Catch Rack doing this thing. That's that new shit. These hoes is ratchet. Shout out to everybody listening in on the show live, Philly Shine Radio. We talking about Sunday's show, Juke Joint Radio's Diamond Spotlight. Probably just play all music for my performers. I don't know. Maybe we'll put a little Looney Tunes in. You know he's our VIP over here. Shout out to everybody listening live. Take a couple callers. I still got my homie Knowledge and Jazzy Taz on deck also. But I'm open to caller 215-305. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is D-Boy, Donnie Boy, the Rebel.
Yo, what's good, Donnie Boy?
What's the deal?
Welcome to the show.
I'm glad you're here.
You said, I think I got some of your music already in the show, but you sent me some stuff that wasn't even labeled. I'm like, what is this?
My fault, man. I was rushing, man. I'm all the way down south, man. You know what
all
I
right,
mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let everybody know what's good, how they can be able to contact you, check out your music and stuff like that.
Oh, man, you know I'm on that Instagram heavy like everybody else, the incredible Mr. Harvey. You know what I mean? D-Boy the Rebel. You could Reverb Nation, D-Boy the Rebel. You know what I'm saying? I got the blogs out. You know what I mean? I'm on YouTube. I'm everywhere. You know, I've been doing this for a young minute.
So you know everybody can find you on YouTube under?
Under D-Boy the Rebel, Donnie Boy. You know what I mean? All the aliases point the one channel. But the channel is called the D-Boy Music.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, I appreciate it, definitely. You might as well chill with us. I'm waiting for the song
track number 10 and I think it was 14 to upload. I just still put it in there. Like, I'm like,
yeah. And then when you play it, I could definitely supply that title out. You know what I mean? Because I don't even know. I just loaded up some tracks and just sent them to you on some quick shit. But it's still heat nonetheless.
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate it. Because I'm trying to show you love. Since we did that show up at the 69th place, I don't even mention that fucking place. But
yeah.
Still, you definitely shut it down. What's been up with you? You got any new music coming out? What's going on? Any new mixtapes dropping?
Yeah, we working on this project, The Winner's Circle, you know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga King Dot, Ace McCloud, Don Cannon. You know what I mean? They definitely like right in the corner with me.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, we got some new music. I got some heat. Yo, honest, I got some heat, man.
Okay, well, we gonna talk about that heat. I'm gonna take one more caller. We gonna talk about this topic too.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is ratchet coworkers. You know, I really feel as though that when you're working, you're supposed to be professional. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
How do you feel about that? Like, in the workplace, somebody, not so much, like my homie said earlier, you can't really judge certain people, but I'm talking about why
you're
right. At work.
Yeah, because, I mean, it depends on what's your definition of ratchet, because we could all get a little ratchet sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to say, because, like, if you get a little ratchet, too, like, how could you relate to the topic? Because I've had some moments, you know what I mean, my damn self, where I go to work, like, look, don't fuck with me today, because it could go down.
You know what I'm saying? Some people could confuse that with being ratchet, so it's like, it depends
exactly.
On your angle. You know what I mean? But I mean,
definitely.
Like, for the most part, like, to generalize ratchetness, like, yeah, I mean, it became, like, some type of fad and fashion nowadays. Like, everybody be on some ratchet, you know what I'm saying? On some ratchet behavior.
I like that word, though. I ain't going to lie. Probably because it means gun, too. But
yeah,
because,
you know,
we're
from Philly, we've been using ratchet. Like, ratchet
been
took on a whole new meaning.
Exactly, yeah. I already fuck with the word ratchet, so I know what ratchet, you know, ratchet could mean. But,
right.
You know, sometimes, no, when it gets in the way of the money, sometimes, for you can have that coworker that's always loud or always drawling, but when it fuck up the money, you, like, you got to stay late because they done fucked up something or, you know what I mean, you can't leave. That's when it gets to be a problem for me. And I'm like, look,
yeah.
I mean, you're trying to make money, bitch.
Yeah, like, that ratchet should be in the way. If you try and make some money and somebody acting ratchet, they right in the way.
Definitely, but chill with us, D-Boy. I'm about to take a couple callers, and, you know, we're going to talk some shit about Sunday. Definitely shout out to everybody who's performing Sunday, Runway Rem, Money Inc., Puerto Rican Bulls, Crown Vic Bulls, everybody show love. We got another caller, 267. Yeah, definitely. 267-499. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Zeke55.
What's good, Zeke?
What up?
Another performer for Sunday night. What's good?
Ain't shit. Chilling, you know how I do.
Definitely.
Get ready
definitely.
For Sunday. This shit gonna be crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That's what's up. Definitely. Shout out to Twitter. I love that word, definitely. Shout out to Twitter for everybody so that they can be able to check up on you, follow you, check out your music, get to know you
Twitter.
Or whatever. Definitely a thorough guy.
Cool. I appreciate it. Twitter and Instagram is the same. Zeke_55. That short nigga with the bald head and the big beard. Or motherfucking YouTube, you just type in the 559. That's my channel and shit.
All right, that's what's up. And shout out to your pictures of your baby. You always posting on Instagram. Little sweethearts. That's so cute.
Shit.
I love everybody and they little kids. It makes me want a little kid, though, I swear. But then I don't want a little kid until I get married, you know.
I
get married
that.
First. Y'all
right.
Know how many people get married tomorrow. How about
tomorrow.
That? The date 12/12/12. Only time
oh,
it ever happened
shit.
our life or whatever.
When days like that come, like when days like that come, 12-12-12 and 1-11, like 1-11-11 and all that shit, I play the fucking number.
You play the number? Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
If that should come out tomorrow, then I'm gonna be real hurt because I don't even play the lottery. I didn't think of that. Maybe I should play the lottery. I wanted to get married. I want to get married tomorrow. I really do.
Play the lottery. Hit the number, Mary.
Huh?
I said you hit the lotto. I said you hit the lotto. You can marry Benjamin Franklin.
I will marry Benji. Yes. I'm gonna play that number tomorrow. Well, what, I guess yeah. I'm gonna play 12-12. 12-12, I got that. I could do that. Good idea, Zeke. I fucks with Zeke.
I got some music, too.
Oh, I'm waiting. You know, you got my email and stuff. You know what I mean? Send that shit through. Shout out to everybody listening.
I said I'm going to send it as soon as I hang up.
All right, bet. That's what's up. I got you on deck. I got another caller. Listening in live, 215-224. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
215-224.
Oh, it's still Zeke.
No, I know it's. I know you're still on Zeke. I wasn't talking to you. It's good. We all talk, you know what I mean? We showing off. I'm about to play some music. We're going to talk about Sunday. I'm going to take another caller before I play some music since the last caller was a mute and hung up. I don't know. 215-473, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Saladin Supreme. What's going on, Honest?
Hey, what's good? Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. I was going to give a shout-out to my boys, Jazzy, Tazzy, GHI and all that. You know what I'm saying? I heard they getting the popping or whatever. You know what I mean? Shout-out to the movement, D&M and all right, that.
That's what's up. I definitely
West
got his music on deck. No, it's cool. It's what's up. I definitely got his music on deck. Are you an artist also?
I actually host the show. I'm a radio, you know what I mean? And, you know, we're supposed to, I'm supposed to come down. Hopefully, me and you can link up when I do come through for the show or whatever. You know what I mean? See what's popping or whatever.
Definitely. Shout out your information so we could be able to check out your websites or whatever. That's what we're here for over here on Philly Shine Radio. You should fuck off.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Clarence Saladin Moore. YadiBox.com, YadiBox artist. Yeah, I mean, shout out to all my boys that's making moves. Shout out to everybody in Philly making moves. Keep doing what y'all do. Stay true. Keep it a beam. And keep your motherfucking murder record clean. Your dick. I'm a holler.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the fuck right. All right. That's what's up. Well, we're going to definitely check you out. Can you spell that Twitter name? Because I really don't want to fuck it up. Like, your Facebook name.
CLARENCESALADIN, last name Moore, 2 O's RE. We on Yadi Box, that's YADIBOX. And shout out to Honest, keep doing what you're doing, homie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to everybody at Yadi Box doing their thing over there. I definitely fucked with everybody over there in the Winfield section, West Philly, Southwest.
Oh, my bad. Shout out. Marlene Brown, that Philadelphia Experiment, and Leah Crawford, LC Designs, and all that, too.
Yeah, actually, Marlene is the next track I'm actually playing, so definitely that's what's up that you shout him out. I'm waiting for him to call in tonight, too. We also got on deck D-Boy, who's a definitely talented artist, and my homeboy, Zeke55. So is there an email address that we could send, anybody could be able to send music to get on your radio show?
They can send it to YadiBox.com. And they can send it to my email, Saladin Supreme, SALADINSUPREME, 85AOL.com.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure I rewrite this after I check out the show and make sure everybody get that so they can sing your music. It's all about sharing this music and really, really supporting, because I swear, like, from Philly, but not to not shine a light on talent other places, but we have a lot of talented artists here in Philly, and it's
right.
Definitely about networking, getting the music out there, and showing some love and support, whatever.
Right.
Thank you.
You
thank you, like I said, for calling in and showing love to two artists. All right, cool. Then we'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.
And also, everybody, before the show, if you're hungry, I definitely got tickets to the fish fry at the Waterview Lounge. Starts at 5 o'clock. That's 1020 Delaware Avenue, right across the street from Sugar House Casino. Beautiful view, big, beautiful windows, like, and great food. So it'll be in a nice upscale place for $10. Definitely hit me up for tickets, 215-839-8186. And or just come out, buy your ticket at the door, drink on deck, and lots of fun playing for Sunday. Sunday gonna be crazy. You ready for Sunday week?
Hell yeah, always ready.
That's what's up. Now, Mezik, I did ask D Boy the topic question for tonight. I might as well get your opinion and see how you feel about tonight's topic question on ratchet people in the workplace, like, or even you acting up or whatever at work, fucking up, not being focused.
Well, that shit don't last long. So once you see that shit, you know the end of the road is coming. So yeah, I mean, I pay that shit no mind. They can be ratchet all the fuck they want, but the ratchet ain't gonna get their check cut.
I know that's right. I like what people say, ratchet. It just make everybody tough, though, for real, for real. That's my whole thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just played that new song for my homeboy, Catch Rat. Ratchet, these ratchet hoes. Sit down, you ratchet,
yeah.
Nigga. Sit down, you ratchet hoes. So everybody that's here, y'all going to be tearing up the stage Sunday. I'm really excited and definitely looking forward to seeing everybody doing their thing. Shout out to my homegirl, Toxic Electronica. She did her video shoot on Sunday. Stupid, they shut it down. She's definitely representing LNI as well. She'll be performing live Sunday. And like my peoples is calling it, sir, Marlino Brown will also be doing his thing Sunday. And I got some of his music on deck. I'm going to make sure I play it, show some love. You guys are on some real shit. Niggas is doing their thing. This is his track called Super Bad. So check it out.
She's super bad.
Super bad.
She's super bad. She's
super bad.
Damn, is it damn.
Look at her.
Who's
super bad?
She's
super bad.
Super bad.
She's super bad.
Super bad.
Stopping traffic
when she's walking past. She's super bad. She's super bad. Damn, is it damn. Look at her.
Look
at
her.
She's super bad.
She's
super bad.
She's super bad.
You gotta pay the play.
And I ain't even mad.
She's super bad.
She got that super ass.
She get that super head.
She make it super splash.
I get super wet, but I be super glad.
I mean, she got that thing.
That's my super head.
I super hit it.
Super smash.
Dive in it.
Take
a super bad.
Super bad.
Super splash.
Super gear.
Super care.
Superman,
uh-huh.
Red and blue,
let's
go. Super green,
okay.
Green. Mountain Dew,
she
high stepping,
neon,
and her favorite color green,
you know.
Neon,
she super bad,
super bad,
she super bad,
she super bad,
damn, give a damn,
look at her, Gucci
bag,
she super bad,
super bad,
she super bad,
she super bad,
stopping traffic,
when she walking past,
she super bad.
Super bad,
she don't give a damn.
Look at her,
Louis
bag. She's
super bad,
super bad,
super bad.
Super
you gotta pay to play,
and I ain't even mad.
She's super bad,
she's a superstar,
she's
super fast,
in a supercar.
Damn, that girl pull off super hard.
I miss a super girl,
girl,
fuck with y'all.
I'm
no higher,
y'all niggas pro.
like her. Super bad bitch, ain't no shit like her. She a super squirty, super soaker. Fire hydrant, water holder. I'm in, I bite that motorboater. Tongue out, Jordan poster. She super bad. She's super bad. She don't give a damn. Look at her, super bad. She's super bad. She's super bad. She's stopping traffic when she walking past. She's super bad. Super bad. Super bad. She don't give a damn. Look at her, look at her. She's super bad. She's super bad. You gotta pay the price, and I ain't even mad. She's super bad. She's super bad. She don't give a damn.
Look at her Gucci bag.
That's cute. Super Bad by my boy Marlino Brown. Doing Saints Performing Live Sunday. It's going to be a real crazy show. Shout out to my peoples in the building. We got Knowledge in the building, showing love. Shout out to D-Boy in the building. Shout out to my boy Zeke55 in the building. Everybody, really y'all support means a lot. And the fact that I get to show y'all to my peoples means even more. We welcome in X-Squad DJ, CEO Demel in the building, DJ Franchise, DJ freaking Freak Nasty. We like Freak Nasty. Be fucking shit up. I'm going to take another caller. I wonder where the truth teller is. I got to check on her. My poor boo-boo. We got a caller, 267-495. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Rebecca Graphics from the Heat Wave Show.
Shout out to my Brit Brad. Damn, baby. What's good? Welcome back to the show.
I'm fine. Just got done working out.
Nice. Nice. And make sure you sleep tonight. Get up, go to school tomorrow and shit.
I know.
Nice and, nice and bright eye. But tell everybody how they could be able to follow you on Twitter. And thanks for that banging-ass flyer. We do love it. I don't know if you guys had a chance to check it out. Did you check it out, Zeke?
Yeah, I got that joint. That joint is hot.
Yeah, I definitely got that joint. You got it too, D-Boy. All right, cool. The flyer is definitely on deck. And if y'all need any more stuff, holla at Brent Graphics as on Twitter, Instagram, BRITBRATGFX. GFX for graphics. Yes. Well, wait a minute. Chill with this, big brand. I'm going to take another call. I got a party. 267-582. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello? I think they in a party or something. I don't know. Let me mute his their call, his or her call, whoever that was. Ratchet shit. We trying to work here. That shit was ratchet, yo. I'm joking. But I think wretchedness is in the eye of the beholder. So, really, like, what do you feel about tonight's topic, Brett? Wretched coworkers in a workplace.
Oh, I think that's horrible. I think people like that need to be, like, put on punishment, fire or something. Because that's not cool at all. And that's making a company look bad, too.
You know what? Exactly. The company. That's what, like, for real, when you at work, you're representing something, right? It's not just you there. It's not just all about you and your personality if you're working, you know?
Even when you outside of work, like, if you got your uniform on, and then, like you know how some uniforms got the name of it or whatever? Like, even outside of work, if you got the uniform on and you acting all crazy or whatever, that's still making the company look bad. Like, people got to chill.
You know what? I used to be the worst, all right? I was the worst. I hated my job when I used to have to wear a uniform because when I first started working, I worked for Boston Market, and then I had worked for Acme or whatever. So I love heels. So I would be, I would go to work. I'm in like heels, you know, some jeans, you know, some shirt or whatever, and then I just put on a damn uniform. So it's like, it used to be so funny. My coworkers would be like, "Why do you change your clothes every time? Like, what am I supposed to be outside in a uniform?" No, like, but I made them. They made the rule. You know, they started hating on me so much, they made a rule, you got to come in to work with your uniform on. I'm like, oh, fuck y'all. I did not even want to work there no more anyway, but still, like, situations like that. I don't, who wants to wear a uniform outside? I don't fucking know. I mean, I ain't none of that. That's why I had to stop working for people. But I want to show some love and play some more music, because tonight is definitely about the performers on Sunday, and everybody, I'm definitely going to get a chance to get a one-on-one interview coming soon. I'm going to schedule that shit for the upcoming month, because it's really, really imperative that we get a chance to get to know each other, you know what I mean, and definitely download the show to put in your press kits to show off to other people, because I'm going to show you some love and really play your music. Share it with your fans. Everybody download it. Fuck with Philly Shine. And definitely fuck with the Heat Wave show on Philly Shine Radio Wednesday nights, 8 to 10. What's on deck for tomorrow's show?
Oh, four words to say after sex, personals, and how your relationship become after y'all have sex for the first time.
Wow. Well, what's personals? What does that mean? What's
personals
personal?
Yeah, personal is just, like, basically, like your boo. But it's like somebody you go with.
Oh, but you're not really, like, serious, but.
Yeah, it's like an open relationship. Y'all be, like, hitting each other and whatnot.
You could say fucking. You could say fucking each other. You're fucking each other. You just, no strangers.
That's your personal.
All right, right? Right. I don't get all this slang. I'm 29. I'm old now. Like, what the fuck? My son makes me feel old as shit. I'm trying to keep his dick in his pants. It's crazy. Like, geez. I'm old. I feel like an old woman. How would y'all feel with a 14-year-old? With all these girls want to kiss him and touch him and stuff. Too much, man. Too much. But I got some music on deck for my homeboy, D-Boy, and I'm going to play that coming up in the show. Definitely got some music from my people's Nice Bryant, who's performing on Sunday. But I definitely got to show some love to Regan Ball. A lot of people fucks with Regan Ball. He's like real humble, thorough individual, hot rapper, definitely personable. Big ups to this new music that he has produced by Madman Nice. This shit is called Normal. It's not that normal, but it's definitely banging. So fuck with it, y'all.
This ain't nothing normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. All right, what's good, nigga? Normal. You already know. This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. Flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tight up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal. I pull up to the scene, nigga. Let's get it.
Get it.
Work up in the kitchen, cook it on the skillet. All my niggas mobbing, man, they train to get it. If I say get it, then they gon' get it.
Get it.
Boss nigga, I don't give a fuck about ya. Never slept on niggas, I don't never doubt ya. Niggas turn bitch, miss Doubtfire.
Doubtfire.
Niggas run track when it's full fire. My niggas burn rubber, nigga, no tire. Area at his top. Now we ghost rider. Now we on fire. Nigga turned up. We some fire flames, but it don't get burnt up.
cause we don't got no picks, we just get the sparking. We grand theft niggas, then we leave them walking. Pistol packing Pete, nigga, in my thermal. And all my niggas coons, they ain't nothing normal.
Normal, yeah. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. I'm flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We just tied up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal.
Niggas talking about they out here.
Where?
100 round spit, nigga, out where? We leave niggas stuck in a wheelchair. This the murder cat, nigga, beware. And I don't give a fuck about your family. I catch you with your son at Chuck E. Cheese. No talking, nigga, squeeze that ease. Hit him in his chest and watch him bleed. I got a cold heart since my brother died. It ain't nothing normal when your mother cries.
Not at all.
Trials and tribulations, what I'm going through. So I feel better when bullets hitting you. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams and nightmares till my time comes. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams and nightmares till my time comes.
Breaking.
Breaking.
Normal, yeah. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
Stunt.
Pull up in the whip. This ain't nothing normal. I'm flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tied up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal.
Y'all think Sunny got beat? Definitely check out Man Man Nice. He's a problem. You hear that shit, D-Boy?
Yeah, I hear it. That's that work right there. That's ain't nothing normal. Yeah. I got to reach out to the boy. Let's do some collaborations when I get home.
You're all in the same place, definitely. All in the same place. Shout out to Brahim. Your call keep going in and out. In the hole. There you go. You with me, Raheem? Knowledge. Jazzy K.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Sometimes it's so hard talking on the phone. I know. We went to Philly Shot Radio. Yeah. Could be real ratchet sometimes. Philly Shine Radio can get real ratchet. How many have you had any technical difficulties really since you had been on the Heat Wave show, Brent?
I just told you.
Hello? Who is talking to other people? I'm talking to you. Alright, now they hang out. Okay.
It's cool. I'm still here with you, rocking.
I know that's right. Definitely. Thanks. Shout out to Zeke. We got a couple other callers. I'm gonna open up them in a minute and get to. I guess this is track two for you, D-Boy. Let me see. Track two. I believe it's a freestyle.
I'm trying to think what it is. It's probably the joint I did with Jimmy Wall Street. Shout out to my man Wall Street too.
Wall Street. Jinx. I'll be giving shout outs the same time I'm giving shout outs, yo.
Hey, great mind, think alike.
Yeah. Oh, I fucks with that. I'm a bit jealous and stingy and shit and selfish. Like, no. I was rude. Not you. And I'm joking. Please, I'm the most giving person. I need to stop giving sometimes.
I already know, Honest. You know, I've been rocking with you for a couple calendars now. We've been rocking, so.
Yeah, definitely got rid of a couple calendars. Oh, that's a good saying. That makes it sentimental, kind of. I'll fuck with that.
Right.
Definitely been fucking with you for a couple calendars. You know what I mean? Big ups to you, Donnie Boy, thorough individual. A lot of people.
Appreciate it.
I got another call that's been calling in and out, so see if I can get your mic open. 215-224. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You press 1. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Sean from New York.
You Sean calling from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Did you want to call or comment on one of the performers or tonight's topic?
I'm just bored.
You just bored? Okay. Are you bored listening to the show? Are you having fun?
Listening to them, we be playing, they kind of corny.
Really?
Yeah, I can rap. Yeah, I can rap better than them.
All right, since you said that, but what you said was kind of corny, was totally corny. But I give you a chance to rap. Well, I never let people freestyle on Philly Shine Radio, really.
Let's hear it.
You think you're better than the music I play? Go ahead. Let me hear something.
You gotta put a beat on.
I don't want a beat. I want to hear you rap.
No, I can't. You gotta be on the beat.
Why can't you just rap? Like you want to critique other people, but just rap.
Cause the beat sound better with the beat.
It don't matter if you got a beat. He's not Freeway. He's calling from New York from a 215 number. But let me hear you rap. Come on, like you criticizing these superstars that I believe to be. Go ahead.
All right, you gotta just put the beat on, and I'm a go.
I'm gonna hang up on him. All right, I don't have time for that. That's bullshit.
It's like
Kaz and
Freeway battle.
Of course, of course everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I didn't want to go right into his ass or whatever, but, like, don't talk about somebody. You can't back up your own shit, because I'm going to hang up on you. Shout out to everybody calling the show. Shout out to the young boy calling from New York. Let me see. He called back. Let me see if he's ready to rap. Are you ready to rap now, or you still want to just talk shit? No beat. We need you to just rap.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to talk shit.
No beat. Just rap. You're not going to do it? This boy is... Like, this boy is kind of girlish. All right. I don't know. This is my opinion. I'm judging him. I don't give a fuck. But
that's
that ratchet shit. But we want to take another caller, show some love tonight. 267-800. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
You already should know who this is, man. It's Rob D.
What's up, Rob? Welcome back to the show. You didn't even hear the ratchet shit that was just going on. Boy, talking heavy shit. I'm going to play on his phone in the future. Watch. Play right on his phone. Like, nah, I don't feel like doing it. I'm going to be nice. But shout out to Rob Diesel. He's going to be coming through Sunday after your long, long visit away. You still live down in New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all visiting, you know. It's like my second main, I don't know what you call it, headquarters, whatever you want to call it, whatever I'm pushing my music. But it's like,
okay,
it's like
home away from home.
Second location. You know, I need to get away from everything. I come down here. Or if I need to get away from everything that I had, that's why I come back home.
That's what's up. Definitely thank you for calling in, Rob. Rob DZ shows so much love all the time. I really appreciate the support. I appreciate how, you know what I mean, even from Louisiana, you definitely call up and show some love. Chill with us. I'm going to take one more call. Shout out to everybody tuning in. If you have a comment, you want to talk about the call, you want to talk about the topic, you want to talk about this show for Sunday, please fun. I'll open up your mic. You show off together. I got a caller, 267-582. 267-582. Welcome
to Sunshine
Radio.
Shout out.
What's good? Who this? What you smoking?
Marlena. What's good with you, Mike?
In the background. People, you hear that?
Yeah, they can't hear that.
Yeah, that's a big lie.
No, that's a headbutt.
Already. Niggas say he's doing regular shit, blowing exotic, playing Madden. Like, yeah, man. Right, I heard you played the Super Bad and all that good looking, too, right? Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
coming
through
Sunday.
Yeah, I fucked with the track Super Bad, and I appreciate you sending us that fire flame. And definitely shout out to way that everybody could be able to check out your music too, Marlena. And we look forward to you performing on Sunday.
Right. I'm going to be there. You already know I'm coming with my broke niggas with money. Just the humble individuals, everybody. L before R. Shout out the Bulls, GMS, Gangsters Moving Silence. Like, yeah, man, we're affiliated. We're going to be in there. I'm going to bring my boys out for you, honestly, yeah, man.
I see. They already called in and showed you some love. So that was definitely positive.
Right. So I'm bringing Billy with me, too. So you already know my nigga Stizzy on point here. And me, my boy Wanches, Brahim. I know she's probably still listening. Diggs, I told my nigga Diggs.
I think I see Brahim's number. I got it. Wait, I got him open. Brahim,
right.
I got you open.
We got it like a surreal cell that has like phones on speaker anyway. Man.
Okay. All right, y'all together. Well, I did show a lot of love to my male performers for Sunday night, but I definitely got some females on deck. Shout out to Michelle. Shout out to Toxic Electronica. They're going to be doing their thing. I'm going to definitely show love to my homegirl Toxic real fast. This shit is called Shut It Down. She just did the video for us Sunday. There's the man in the studio, the big old room with the big old view, big old white screen. Definitely hit me up if you try, you know what I mean? Get your shit done, too.
Don't drop padlock, time to shut it down. Shut it down in the club, you know we killing this shit. Yeah. Drunk for a shot, you know you feeling that shit. Shut it down in the club, you know we killing this shit. Yeah. Drunk for a shot, you know you feeling that shit. Yeah. Swag turns up, I'm about to put it down. Damn. Hot boys freeze up when I'm around. They all showing up, cause it's going down. Damn. Open bar in the club, but I'ma shut it down. Shut it down, time to shut it down. Grab a bottle, make it hollow, time to shut it down. Time to shut it down, time to shut it down. Get drop, padlock, time to shut it down.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. We all at. I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out of here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are.
In the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl trying to get that ass up. I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline. You ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills. I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5. 7 to 6, got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mind holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town. We smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes. Then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd. We can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. Real niggas.
I'm talking about them racks. I'm talking about them stacks. I'm Neiman Marcus swaggin', I just had a swag attack. Rick and Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain upon them lanes. They plotting on my swag, hating on my game. I'm styling on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch the money grow. I break it down, flip around, and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but they don't let it show. I pull up to the scene, and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but ain't dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are. Get money, we are.
I get money, couple niggas that owe me a favor. In the kitchen, whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it arrow, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body at the body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face. Get the whipping on that work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Drop that work and watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, I'm turned up. Your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, I kill the pussy. You strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. Real niggas.
That's my shit. And then this shit just go off. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Once again, Reekin' Bull, 8 Gangsters. Produced by Madman Nice. Again, definitely. You can be doing this thing. We got another caller, new caller. 267-973. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You press the 1. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Toxic.
Hey, honey. I just played this song we was playing, that Shut It Down shit. Shut It Down in the club. Shout out to your Instagram, your Twitter for everybody listening in. And definitely look forward to seeing you perform on Sunday.
Yeah. My Twitter and my Instagram is Toxic Electrica.
Toxic Electrica, doing your thing. You enjoyed yourself Sunday? I'm sitting here on Instagram now looking at the pictures. You was killing it. At least still we got the little...
Yeah, I had a great time, actually.
All right, that's
Yeah, it was pretty fun having everybody here. And you. You also got your ski mask for some odd reason.
Oh, you got my ski mask?
Yeah, got it in my
I was looking for it. I was looking for my ski mask. I couldn't even rob nobody last night, yo. I need my ski mask. I need that
job. You're like, yeah, you planned it out somehow, your ski mask. Yeah, it was fun. I had a great time.
That's what's up. And shout out to your peoples. Everybody was so beautiful and positive as well, showing the fuck off.
Right.
Spikes and vodka. And definitely shout out to LBS 4200. If you need your video done and shot right, we right at the Madness Studios.
Yeah, I shot a lot of people's videos. I was very impressed.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, chill with me for a minute. We're going to talk a little more shit. I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to talk about this topic some more for tonight.
Okay.
I see all the callers going in and out tonight. It's kind of crazy. I want to shout out Marlena Brown and everybody chilling with his people. We have a caller, 215-796. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up? Flash on my roster. What's good, honest?
What's good, Flash? I'm chilling, sitting here playing this good music. I have some more music on deck. I hear you have a session scheduled for Sunday.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to shoot you some music through ASAP.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, chill with us for a minute, Flash. I got my homeboy D-Boy music up next. We're going to find out the name of this here freestyle in a second and show some love. And then we're going to talk about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is ratchetness in the workplace. And ratchet is in the eye of the beholder. Like, what do you think is ratchet? You know, tonight we've been showing some love to all the performers for Sunday's show. Definitely shout out to Runway Rum, Reekin' Bull. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Shout out to Shoddy 215, GMF ENT, Young Rider, Michelle Vedder, Toxic Electronica. Shout out to my boy. Oh, it's Electrica. I'm tripping. I'm doing something wrong. I added something. But there's some new music for my homeboy D-Boy. He said he got more shit on deck. We're going to talk about this topic.
Yeah.
Do you hear the song?
We're twisting up that loud. With the LX in the crowd. You can feel free to hate on me. That's a job that don't need no application. You don't need no interview. You don't need a boss. To me, it's humorous when I hear the rumors circulating. They try and work my patience, but that work percolating. You Gucci down with no capital, boy, you're perpetrating. I'm addicted to fat asses when it's percolating. I'm circuit breaking. What's hotter than my debut? Spit hotter, get dollars. I promise I'ma stay true. Foul rapping, loud packing as I orbit. Paper chasing like I'm playing tag, screaming your ex. Or you mad? Cause you losing, that's some sore shit. But I'ma keep scoring till the competition forfeit. Size 12's at your Adam's apple. My killers treat you like a backboard. They clapping at you. Yeah, I'm surrounded by criminals. If you decide to diss, make sure it sounds subliminal.
Cause if you speak indirect, you might leak from your neck, you might bleed from your chest.
If the feds come, we gon' make the headlines. We addicted to the sunshine, we never ready. Boy, that's a deadline. Grind 24-7, no bedtime. Tap dance on the work, get our dance on. In the city where we stand on.
That's a promise if you never knew. I'm 6'4 but 6'8 up on that pedestal. Paint a picture for better view. As far as flows, I got several I can meddle through. My newest chick is waiting for me at the W. Smelling like Vera Wayne. I'm back sitting in rain, smoking on Mary Jane. My college girl, she just texted me, she's from out of town. She say she wish that she was with a nigga right now. I text her back like I wish the same. But I came to get the change, can't forget the fame. She said, when you make it big, don't forget my name. It made me smile, cause she the type of bitch to claim. Now I'm just trying to make music for people to love it. But only my sex life gets media coverage. They line up who I'm fucking with, who I'm seeing in public with. More so, if they baby mothers on my bucket list. All friends is new enemies. They not offending me knowing, but they pretend to be. And back to square one, that's the pen, that's the pad, that's the music. The only fucking friend I ever had. Smoking out, took some good. I wish you well. Broke niggas looking for change and wishing wells. I put my thing down proper, cause bitches kiss and tap. Just beat the Hunger Games on my way back to District 12.
If the feds come, we gon' make the headlines. We addicted to the sunshine. We never ready. Boy, that's a deadline. Grind 24-7, no bedtime. Tap dance on the word, get our dance on. In the city where we stand on.
Cut the check, I'm trying to ship the milli, count it up, cap and gown it up. Haters thought I won't amount to much. Foreign whip acceleration, no detour. Corey Khalif and Kiki, that's who I bleed for. I'm about to make the type of money that don't matter to me. People coming at me, asking me what happened to me. Shit, I was always disobedient. My bankroll will get your ass a humbling experience. Get it from the muscle, I'm out for the gusto. My hustle's like Russell, made a profit off the struggle. Yeah, I'm here to prove nothing is impossible. Magic got AIDS, but he never slept in hospitals. Sidebar, fill the switcher with some tropical. I don't get it high, nah, I get psychological. I'm not a fan, we can battle with the Coliseum. Back like Tupac, hologram like Bada Bim. Say I'm back like Tupac, hologram like Bada Bim. Donnie, wild
what's
stallion
the
entertainment.
Fuck, Donnie boy, I love you as a rapper, yo.
Appreciate
what
the love.
What the fuck
appreciate
is your longest Instagram name again? So I can tag you.
The incredible Mr. Harvey. You know what
smell
I mean?
Incredible, so I don't fuck it up.
All right, that's TheIncredible. Mr. Harvey. MrHarvey. No doubt.
Salute those bars, nigga. Definitely talented. I like that motherfucker to call in and say that wasn't hot. Like, no. Shout out to my ladies in the building, Toxic Electrica. I mean, Toxic, what is it? Electric. I don't remember. Damn. Electrica. I'm tripping. I'm going to read it on the shit. Electrica, that's what it is. And my homegirl, J. Raina Smith, on the line with me, looking so fine with me. What's up, beautiful? Raina, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Hello? Oh. Sorry, I'm all being all husky. And I got my homeboy Rob Diesel on the line. I had to add him in manually. You with me, Rob? Can you hear him?
Yeah, I'm on it.
All right, cool. What's up, Raina? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
Thank you. Nothing. I'm just chilling right now.
Is that your TV all loud in the background? What the hell are you watching?
Law and Order. I was
trying to. I heard the whole shit with the black guy. I know it.
Yeah.
The black.
Black Guy Did It. What did you think of that track I just played?
For me, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, she missed it.
You missed it all. I'm gonna play it again before the show is
okay.
over. Or maybe I might play another one of your freestyles because you definitely sent me a few of them.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to be a little D-Boy fan for tonight or whatever.
No problem, no doubt.
But I wanted you to call in, Raina, because I wanted to get your opinion on people being ratchet when you're supposed to work. And ratchet could be... it's in the eye of the beholder, like, or whatever. Or if you have an experience you want to share when you were at work acting a fool or whatever.
Man, listen, when I was working at Comcast, ratchet was just all up and through that building. It was crazy. Like, from how they dressed, how they act, it was everything. It was just so much disgusting stuff going on. And it's just, I don't know, like, to me, ratchetness when it comes to, like, the workplace, it just goes, it's like any little thing that you do non-professional and outside the scope of your job responsibilities is just, it's ratchet. Like, people talking about other people, worrying about what this person is doing, this, that, and the third. It's like, it's a job. You're supposed to come there, do what you got to do, and go to fuck home. Like, you know, you're not even really supposed to be there to be making friends and stuff like that. So it shouldn't be a whole bunch of, you know, work is stressful enough. Like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't even have to go to work and worry about drama, worry about this person not liking you, this person snitching to the boss, this person, I don't know, all types of crazy stuff. So, but I got mad ratchet experiences with coworkers. I'll take up your whole show.
Don't try to put too many people out there. You know you probably act up at least one time. Come on.
I had to though. Because my back was against the wall. There was this girl at Comcast that just kept trying me. Like, she just, you know, I'm quiet. I do what I gotta do. I'm in my little cubicle minding my business, and she just didn't like me. So she spread all these rumors, this, that, and the third, and then used to walk by and just do dumb stuff or, like, try to bump the chair, just craziness. And I ended up putting my customer on hold. I was, like, in the middle trying to sell, like, a premium cable package. I was like, oh, you know what? F this. She's done tried me too much. Put the customer on hold, got up out the seat. Pretty much, I got fired, but I ain't care, but I had to kick her ass.
Long story short, huh?
Yeah, long story short. Like, and it was crazy because the thing about it is,
she
like, places
to
like...
Because you can't let somebody fuck up the money. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, ratchetness is all throughout, because I took the proper precautions. Like, I went to my supervisor. They ain't really, oh, well, she ain't doing nothing, so whatever. I went to my supervisor's manager. Like, listen, like, this girl, I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all don't know me. Like, tell her fall back. Like, at least, you know, I know it wasn't really nothing that they could do, but just tell her not to come near my cubicle. That's it. Where I was at, I was in the tent. Like, why are you over here? Like, just tell her to stay where she at. She go everywhere else, just don't come near me. And I warned them. And, like, they just was like, oh, well, it's all in your head. She said she's not doing nothing. She is a free, you know, she could walk around. All right. And then it ended up.
Yo, I would never, I could never deal with coworkers. Nope. I'm a bully. I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest, because listen to that. Whenever I tell somebody that I got a problem with them, then the only thing they start saying is, I don't want Wally to fuck me up, so I'm going to just leave her alone. Like, I've never had that problem like this. No, just like you sharing that story just reminded me, like, you know what I mean, like how just like different coworkers would be in the past. It's like all of a sudden I'm like, look, bitch. And they want to tell me, like, I think Lalia just threatened me. That's my real name, guys. Honest, Lalia, whatever. But we got a couple more callers. Chill with us for a minute, Raina. I'm going to take a couple more callers, see what's up with some people on the line, showing love. We have a caller from the 267. 679, welcome to Silly Sean Radio. What's your name? Where
are
you calling from?
Yo, what's up? Honest with Shadi.
Hey, Shawty, what's good? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. We showing love, showing off tonight. Definitely, we're shouting out to GMF Entertainment. GMF Entertainment. I don't know what happened to my tongue just now, but there it is. It's better. What does GMF stand for, and who you bringing out with you on Sunday? What's good?
GMF stands for Genuine Music Family. Basically, like, Sunday, we're bringing out, I got a comedian under my company, a male singer, and we got a songstress too, like a female singer, but I'm not sure if I'm bringing her with me Sunday or not.
Okay. So, you'll put a little diamond spotlight on that whole entire thing. Shout out to you and your peoples showing love and bringing the movement, you know what I mean? I definitely implore that. I like everybody in that movement. Everybody's showing love. Everybody's supporting you. You're going to be able to come out on Sunday, Frank? What are you doing? You can't miss this show. And we have a fish fry Sunday night at the Waterview Lounge. So please, have anybody, if you want to get a ticket, the Waterview Lounge is definitely $10 for the fish fry. Come out and definitely support. We're doing our thing over there. Shawty, tonight's topic is people being ratchet in the workplace. And Moreno, we got you back. So I want to ask your opinion on experiences you had. Maybe if it was you, another coworker, your boss, like acting out at work. Because seriously, it's not the right place to be. You know what I mean? Acting like you're not at work or whatever. Not being professional. I guess I'm going to say that. You have anything to add topic of being a professional? Anything to topic on? I don't know what's wrong with me. I ain't even drink yet. I wanted to, but I didn't even drink yet. It's over. Shit.
I think I got an experience when I used to work in a doctor's office, right? So, I mean, of course, in a doctor's office, you got to be all your etiquette or whatever, and you got to be real professional because you got patients that come and everything and whatnot. So, it's actually something I did. I came in, I guess I could speak on it, then I don't know if they know I rap now or whatever. But, I was like a file clerk slash secretary type boy, like I file charts or whatever. So I came in to work high or whatever one day, and I had to come in. This day I had to come in after lunch hour. So, and then I would come in on a couple of times, but I came in high this day, and it was just this asshole older boy. And I don't know if it was because I was high or whatever, but he was one of the motherfuckers who, like, they wouldn't take no for an answer. And he kept asking for the doctor to come back, and I kept telling him, like, and then he said, I'll wait, like, for your time. So one thing led to another, and I guess I started yelling at him or whatever. The coworkers were just laughing at me, kind of, but it wasn't really funny because the next day I got fired.
It is funny though, a little bit. I mean, in hindsight, I'm sure it wasn't funny then, but you know.
Well, it was understandable. Like when she said we gotta let you go, I was just like, you know, I would too, you know. And I was cussing and whatnot. That was kind of rude. So I guess that wasn't called ratchet. So I guess now you consider that ratchet.
Everybody say ratchet now. I was also saying, you know, ratchet is also, you know, stand for guns. So we all like ratchets. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight on the show. Hopefully you all come out Sunday for all activity we're going to have. Starting at the Waterview Lounge, 5 o'clock for the fish fry. Definitely going to be an amazing event. You got the big view of the waterfront. Raina, you going to be there too, right?
Yeah.
Raina? Yeah. Okay. But you muted your phone.
She over there watching Law and Order. You can watch Law and Order. Thank you for calling in. I don't want to, you know, keep you away from your Law and Order, blasting it, put it on the surround sound and shit.
Yeah, because I ain't seen this episode. I'm all into it. I'm like, all right, I had to call in. But yeah, I'll talk to you later.
I love you too, honey. That's it. I ain't that selfish. Even though I would want to, like, I want everybody listening to Philly Shine Radio right now. Like, especially I'm about to show some love to my homeboy Rob Beasel, because he always supports the show. He wants to perform on Sunday. I might have to replace somebody. I'm not gonna say no names, but might replace nigga. When you show up and I be like, yep.
Yeah, because I'm going to be around, you know, I'm going to just touch back down not too long before that. So, you know, it'll be a good welcome back and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Come on, I'll get back in the mix and all that.
Definitely. Yeah. I fucked with you. You really too cool. Too cool. I appreciate you. So I'm going to show you some love on tonight's show.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on here too. Like, you already know, I sent you over some drops too. I don't know if you got them.
Yeah, no, I got the drops, but they are MP4, so I can't separate them or play them or do shit with it. But listen to it all in one, just one track. But if you could separate it and, I don't know, send me the session file or something, I could Pro Tool it or whatever.
Yeah,
you
should.
I could get it Pro Tool. Okay, yeah. No, I sent the email back. I thought I told you, but it's okay. Now you know.
Well, I'm here now. I know. I got it now. Either way.
Exactly. But now I'm going to take one more caller before I play them song. We have a caller calling in from the 347 area code, 347-312. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Tony Bananas, Brooklyn.
What's good? Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you been?
Good. Working hard here, you know. Definitely staying motivated, keeping shit popping. And I got you open, Righteous. I see your number.
As you should. You know what I'm saying? I know you're always working hard. You know what I'm saying? Hardest working business woman in the business. You know what I'm saying? What's popping Sunday, though? What's popping on Sunday?
Sunday is going to be crazy. Starting at 5 p.m., it's a fish fry at the new home, the Waterview Lounge, 1020 Delaware Avenue, North Delaware Avenue, across from Sugar House Casino.
Is that
and
where the studio at?
Yes.
I seen it online, but, you know, I ain't seen no address or nothing for it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, definitely... Definitely hit me up if you need tickets. You know, I put the number on Instagram or whatever.
True that. Yeah, but, you know, more importantly, I need to be on that next showcase.
The next showcase is definitely fit for you. I'm doing one January 1st, the first day of 2013, starting off working up at the Waterview Lounge. It's going to be crazy. And also, starting on Wednesday, January 9th, Swag ENT, Cash County, and Out of Fire presents Diamond Spotlight Open Mic Shutdown Night. We'll be going down at the venue, 55 Garrett Road, so it's going to be popping. So you definitely come through.
Definitely. You already know.
Got TV show on deck, whole bunch of shit, big old window. It's a whole bunch of shit going on. Shout out to my brother Righteous in the building, too. I got you open, Mike. I got your mic open. I got you open. I'm dyslexic tonight. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to fix it. I couldn't share, but I'm going to fix it. Righteous, you cool? You with me?
Yes, I am, sis. I see Philly Shine definitely popping. Shout out to my man just called in from Brooklyn. You know, Unimines is definitely in the building. And I'm reporting live from the underworld. You know how we do.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely know that. Definitely know you guys put on and you show love. Could definitely come out and be my guest Sunday night. It's going to be crazy. And I look forward to us getting started on Diamond Spotlight TV. It's going to be even more TV coming up. My interns are
developing the show, and shout out to Mad Films for giving them the opportunity to do their own TV show as well. We just, you know.
Well, yeah, I also want to shout out Nina Capone, because I, you know, I did an interview on her In the Streets radio last night, and that was love. And she said the callers, the call count was up, and we had fun and we rocked well.
That's good. That's good. Definitely find my boo on InTheStreetsRadio.com. She does her fucking thing. And you can donate to her show. She said she got that from my show, from when the talker called in, wanted to donate all his money to Philly Shawn Radio. So you can definitely donate to In The Streets Radio and show love to Nina Capone. She is amazing. She is amazing. That's what I'm saying about her. And Tony Bananas is a talented artist. Like, I haven't had a chance to hear any of your music in a while. What are you doing as far as your music? Or are you doing any mixtapes, any performing? What are you doing?
I've been working, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with a couple of artists, you know what I'm saying? I just did some new tracks with my man Wall Street, M-Class, Team Early. Just did a joint with 2 Chainz. They did a joint with Walker. You know, I just been working, you know what I'm saying? Going down to Miami in about another month or so. You know, my cousin down there with MMG, but I'm trying to work something out, you know what I mean? But I ain't really trying to sign up underneath them cats, but, you know, I am fucking with them because they making noise right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to ride the wave while it's moving, you know what I mean? But, you know, I got new music, you know what I'm saying? Just give me an email address, you know. I'll definitely fly it over, you know. Hardest working man in the business, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, what's up? I definitely respect that. I actually was fortunate enough, shout out to DJ Benz. Last night, 2 Chainz was here in Philly. 2 Chainz, I got a chance to interview his artist, Trick the Kid, Foucault Bunkin, everybody showing love, doing that tour with the Hair Weave Killer. Shout out to Trig the Kid. He had his whole tour bus wrapped. His manager, his CEO. I told him next time they come to Philly, I'll definitely invite them to the zoo. And I got their calls on my wrist, Stoner's Night. And he said Stoner's Night is all about, you know what I mean, getting fucked up and stuff. And he's going to be the first featured artist in our upcoming blog for Madness Studios, XY DJs, Philly Shawn Radio. So shout out to everybody doing their fucking thing. And as I said a while ago, we got some hot music on deck. Is that you, Catch Wreck? That's you, Catch Wreck? Press 1. You can hear me. Catch Wreck on his own young superstar. I don't know. I'll check if that's his number. I don't know. Maybe it's not his number. Shout out to everybody tuning in. If you want to join in on the show, definitely press 1. I will open up your call, and we get a chance to show love, shout out whatever the fuck you doing, you know what I mean? We all show a love. Yeah, that is Catch Wreck. Shout out to Catch Wreck. We definitely played that Ratchet song tonight.
Oh, yeah.
These hoes are ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these hoes is ratchet, you know. So
Some of them, though.
Some of these hoes is ratchet. I'm gonna probably bring that back too tonight with some more D-Boy music. Shout out to you, Catch Wreck. You ready for Sunday?
You better believe it, man.
That's what's up. Well, you're definitely going to be featured on the blog for Madness Studios as well. I got a lot of innovative things on deck for Ellen and I. Everybody supporting us and doing our thing. Check out this song. Like, I got some music from my boy Rob Diesel. It's called Loud. Yes, we can relate. Everybody doing their thing on Philly Shawn Radio for real.
Money track. Hey, hey. Money track. Hey, hey. Money track. Kill yourself
precious to me, you're like a flower. Wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder.
Straight take my breath away, just so that we get paid. Stay grinding every day, she really like a flower. Precious and so special, see, all natural, plus making me happy, a specialty. She gets me up, then I throw it down when I'm finished, though, just so I can roll up again. I ain't finished, no. And I did let the team hit, they seen what I deal with. I said it's something crazy, they said they ain't never felt it. It's a sticky situation when I really break it down and pull ahead. But my baby never ever make a sound. She is the loud type, come and let you look sweet. And I only ever hit her when I get some good sheets. She said, when I do that, I always brighten up a day. I light her up, she blow my mind just like a magician. Hey, while I blow her kisses to the face, Mary Jane, I get faded, but my love won't ever fade away. No.
You're precious to me, you're like a flower. Wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder.
Her first name sound like Sour,
Sour,
but she got my last name. Diesel people, so she always almost in a bag. Man, you're looking good. She thick and always up in my pocket now. Bad bitch, she my rider, but somehow she calm me down. When I'm not around, she get out and go and get around. Go and get it too, I say, whisper when the cops around. You could try and beg her, I said, she already in the bag. You probably wouldn't catch the same girl around. Don't be mad, cause she like my swag. How I hit it and I bagged her right. But I bag her up to let my brother slide through in the sight. Just roll with me though, and go with the flow. Let her hair blow in the wind when I kiss her at the beginning. Mary Jane ain't the same, without her it'd be difficult. She really get up in my brain and she go and get me gone. She make me stay up on my grind all the time, straight up. So every hour think about her, all we do is make love.
Precious to me, you're like a flower. Wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. We're puffing loud, but my heart beats louder. Then my heart beats louder.
That's one of my favorite songs. I like this song. It's a real song. Smoking loud, but my heart beats louder.
You already know.
I need some love on deck, yo. Maybe I'll get some later. But shout out to everybody joining on the show, Philly Shop Radio. Definitely just had to call in from my people. Shout out to everybody. Just rocking with me, you know what I'm about, showing off fucking hot music, and the whole tri-state area, everybody fuck with Philly Shine Radio, we all on our grind, shit hot, so big ups to you guys on y'all grind, and definitely shout out to my packs, you know, I would say teens, but it's a bunch of teens, so if you call a bunch of teens packs, shout out to them fucking packs, y'all. Riding out doing the damn thing. And the whole street team, Heat Wave Inc., shout out to Illuminati Gang, Philly Shine Radio, Juke Drink Radio, X Squad DJs, man, the studio there, right? Doing their thing. Big ups. And I just want to talk about this topic more with everybody that's on the line, but I have too much music. Like, you guys, you need to hear this shit. And then especially my homeboy Catch Wreck, talented artist from West Philly. He's been working hard on his new EP. And what's the title of your EP, Wreck? Catch Wreck. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Catch Wreck. You there? All right, that was him. All right, there we go. You unmuted. You with me, Catch Wreck?
Yeah, I just clicked over to holler at my man like that.
Oh, no, no. I was thinking, I know you, you've been working on your EP. What's the title of your EP that you have coming out?
I was going to call it Something Gotta Give.
Something Gotta Give. Now, what did, yeah. Where did you get that name from?
Well, most likely that, you know, I've been doing this for so long, you know what I mean? And I haven't, you know, I have yet to get an opportunity to even get a deal or even get my music out there. So I feel like something got to give. So these songs right here, it's like it's just I'm putting everything, all I got into these songs right here. So it's like if this don't happen, something got to, this, you know, something got to give if this don't happen, you know what I mean? So,
that's a little quiet game. Definitely I could relate to that. And I admire your hard work, and I've seen you do this shit real fast. One of my favorite songs, I'm getting ready to play it again for tonight, and then we're going to go into some music from Donny Boy. But this song is These Hoes Is Ratchet. Well, some of These Hoes Is Ratchet, produced by Madman Nice. Doing his fucking thing. You was murdering his beat.
That's my boy, man. Shout out Madman Nice, man. Nice producer, man. One of the best in the city. Definitely. But you already know what it is. Philly Sound Radio. All right.
We're going to check out Catch Wreck. These Hoes. Some of These Hoes Is Ratchet. Yeah, give me your opinion.
Just some of them. Just some of them.
Some of These Hoes.
Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Make it look easy, huh? Not me. Catch rat. That's what I do.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes is ratchet. Most of these niggas is ratting. Most of these niggas that's rapping ain't no truth in it, just rapping. I say, leave me alone, you ratting nigga. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. I give the people what they want. My flow just like a rack of dope. Oh, you think it's funny? So I'm clapping once you crack a joke. They put you in the bag and seal you up. That's a bag of coke. These hoes is ratchet. Got a nerve to ask for money from me. The fuck you see written on my forehead? Dummy, honey, these hoes is really ratchet. These niggas just really ratchet. They ain't about this life I live, so therefore I'm Philly's captain. Bad hoe, she ratchet though. I tell her no when she asks for dough. This type of chick you hit once, next thing you know, she at your dough. Ratting niggas and ratchet hoes, y'all fucking up my hood though. So I pluck the niggas and I fuck the bitches, that's as I should though. I run shit in my hood though, like everywhere I'm good, yo. Rip real, gon' recognize real, watch a real nigga get good though. Then Franklin after Franklin, them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. My hoes be acting out. Just say these
these hoes be ratchet. These hoes is ratchet. Not all of them, but some though. Type of chick bring niggas home and she live alone with her son though. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. She beautiful, but even if she got a man, you can bag it. And everybody done tagged it. You better hope she ain't scorching. I heard her situation wide open, just from abortion. Goddamn, that's ratchet. Goddamn, that's ratchet. These ratchet hoes are caught a man, so I ride around with my ratchet.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes are stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fuck with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out, just say these hoes be ratchet. I said Franklin after Franklin, them C notes to stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These I say these hoes be ratchet, some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pull your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Hoes be acting out, just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet.
Shout out to my boy Catch Wreck. These hoes is ratchet. Where'd you get this inspiration for these hoes is ratchet?
Cause I see a lot of these, a lot of these girls out here with these, you know, kids or whatever, or, you know, might be single life or whatever, you know, bringing all these niggas in the house or whatever. And then I see, you know, Instagram pictures or whatever, you know, shorties posting these ratchet ass pictures and shit. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna expose some of these ratchet chicks with a song, you know what I mean, that the girls can say. You know, the males and the females can, you know, relate to, you know what I mean? That's why I put some of these girls in ratchet, because, you know, not all these females is ratchet. You know what
I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely. Like, you gotta have fun shit like that. In your music, you know what I mean? Something that you can laugh to. And, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Open stuff up, because somebody got to school these bitches. God damn. Situation wide open from abortion. Weird.
And maybe these ratchet, you know, maybe these ratchet hoes will tighten up a little bit. If they don't want the song, you know, to, you know, be aimed at them. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to feel like it's aimed at them.
You know, it's gonna be a whole bunch of bitches listening to this song like, oh shit, he know my shit.
And guess what? And if they don't like the song, that means something wrong. They must be ratchet.
Yeah, talking it out, man.
He said, "Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe." Okay, all
right. I definitely appreciate the love and the spin and everything, man. I like the songs that been played thus far too. I'm here though, man. Grinding, man. Ellenize what it is. Catch Wreck, you know what I mean. Follow me at Catch Wreck 41 on Twitter. Catch_wreck on Instagram.
And Catch Wreck. Simple as that. Catch Wreck. I like the song. Who on the line? We got Donnie Boy, Righteous, Tony Bananas.
Yeah, I was just trying to shout my man Catch Wreck out, man. Yo, Pesci, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm here, man. What up, though?
Chilling, man. Chilling. That's just some fire, man. These hoes is ratchet, man.
Yeah, I highly appreciate that, man. This shit real. It ain't about it being hot. It's about it being real. You understand me?
That's right. You probably don't even remember me. We go way back, like Fitter Cats.
Yeah, no, I probably do, though. I probably got to see
it. It's D-Boy, man. We from the same block, nigga. 41st Street.
Baby Boy?
Donnie Boy.
He's a D-Boy. Donnie Boy.
Oh, no, yeah, I like to see you, bro.
Nigga, JV, come on, man.
You've been away at school, Donnie Boy.
Oh, yeah, this is incredible hobby.
Yeah, man.
That's my boy. What up, bro?
How we know your long-ass Instagram name, but not your
room? Yeah, this is my fucking boy. What's up, though, Cannon?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. I need you on some records, man.
We can definitely link up, man. We can definitely do something, man. We could definitely link up. You know, I've always been a fan of yours, man.
Sunday, so y'all see each other on Sunday.
You know.
Absolutely. That's my boy, man. Definitely. Shout out my boy out for real.
Shout out to everybody listening in on the line. You know what I mean? Get ready to show some love to my homeboy, Jazzy Taz. And we got D-Boy Music on deck.
Yeah.
It's been a nice long fun night, you know. Gotta play them bangers. City Shine Radio.
It's the Rambo. D-Boy. Feel this. Is it the plan for me to be rich? Having it all to lose it again. My past has come back to haunt, no money for bail. So I sit in a can, I pray that never happened. Get money rapping, I'm living my dream. My brother's doing time. So whenever I ball, I did it for lean. Others in my position, don't pity, no opposition. I'm looking in the mirror, staring at the competition. Man versus himself, brawn versus the brain. It's written all on my face, I don't have to explain. Lead the past where it's at, the future is looking promising. The Aston Martin vanquished interior look astonishing. I pray I'm never tarnished, restricted by wage garnishment, exhibit pure confidence. Trend set and I'm prominent. Party standing on sofas, popping my wet mimosas. It's looking like a riot, but never mind the commotion. Dress code is all black, Ray-Bans, I fall back. Grown man, no ball cap, made man, I'm all that.
It was money on my mind when I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was thinking about money again. My goals and my dreams come alive through this cream, and I'ma always have something to spend. For dear life, I depend on my hustle. Somebody told me that was a sin. But boy, I get it straight from the muscle. Game over. Representing 215 Rosewood, suit and tie. Subject of affection to them girls that be cute and shy, who don't strip at clubs, but took some private lessons. And for my birthday, she blessed me with a private session. Now making it rain isn't my thing, tonight I make an exception. She mentioned my name on Twitter, people's trying to make the connection. She feels a little embarrassed, so she's trying to make a correction. The more she sees it, she feels she's going the wrong direction. That's all they care about, so let's give them something to talk about. Every step I take is a short step, I don't walk in doubt. The winning circle, we run the world, they run their mouth. The biggest question they want to know is how I came about. I remember bagging ounces at my auntie house, studying playbooks, executing the money route. With no quarterback, feeling like Rich Quarterback, the Grim Reaper on line one, telling my calling back. It was money on my mind when I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was thinking about money again. My goals and my dreams come alive through this cream, and I'ma always have something to spend. For dear life, I depend on my hustle. Somebody told me that was a sin. But boy, I get it straight from the muscle. Game over. I win.
Big up to my homeboy, Donnie Boy. Doing a damn thing. I win. I fucks with this shit. I win. Open up your mic back up. Tiny Boy on deck. Catch Wreck in the building.
Yeah. West Philly stand up.
Still with it. Got a couple other people showing love. I fucks with this one. Was that an original track? I'm Tiny Boy.
Yeah. My man Riz Deluxe produced that joint.
Who?
Riz Deluxe, Cuddy in the Streets.
Oh, nice. Definitely, that was hot. Shout out to everybody tuning in with us. Donnie Boy, you've been with me the whole time.
Yeah, I'm here, mommy.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Nah, I just stopped hearing anything. You know what I'm saying? I just hear everything went off. You know what I'm saying? That was a tight track, though. Who track? That was your track?
Yeah.